The so-called Well Briety Journey for Forgiveness began with an honor song outside the rundown three-story building that first opened in 1906. Since closing 10 years ago, many sections have been vandalized, and the main entrance is blackened from when someone tried burning down the dorm. 81-year-old Geraldine Poupart Brown began attending the school as a toddler. She says none of the teachers were friendly to the children, content to march them across campus and assign them long, back-breaking chores.
Oh, geez, I can't begin to tell you. When I was just about 10 years old, I used to have to scrub floors, go over from this building here in the dark, go to a big clubhouse over there that housed all the teachers, the mean teachers, and I'd have to go in the basement, do their washing. I'd be down there all alone.
Brian Pouparts is Geraldine's nephew. He says Indian children often got a quick whack with a ruler for speaking their language. Teachers would also cut off the children's long braids to make them look more white. He recalls family stories about how his grandfather often got into trouble.
He'd always run back home, and that schoolmaster would always try to catch him, and he'd have a big whip. And he'd come running up to the trail to the house, and his dad happened to meet that guy. And said, if you do hit him with that whip, you're going to get hit with that whip. He didn't have to go back to school that day.
Harsh tales make up much of the government boarding school legacy. But Don Coyas, organizer of the Wellbriety Journey and head of White Bison Incorporated, says it's important to share those stories.
Somehow this movement has given people permission to say the unsayable and to talk about the untalkable. And what we have learned from that is every time you tell a story, healing begins.
Stories of all kinds will be archived and shared when the dorm reopens next year as an interpretive center. More than $700,000 in federal grants and private money are helping restore the site. Inside the dank, crumbling structure, Tribal Historical Preservation Officer Kelly Jackson keeps clear of the mold, mouse droppings, and rubble. She's well aware of the debates over restoring a place associated with suffering and assimilation.
Many tribal community members have told me that initially, it didn't seem like a very good idea. Like, it seemed better to burn this facility down. But once we began to talk about the fact that this story is just non-existent in U.S. history, and we have this unique opportunity, many have said this is a wonderful project and have even begun to help with fundraising.
And Geraldine Poupart Brown, who went to the Lac du Flambeau boarding school nearly 80 years ago, is among those supporters.
I'd like to see it preserved, because it brings back a lot of memories, and I'd like everybody to know what went on in this building with all the kids.
As for the Wellbriety Journey, it's got four more visits, including the Oneida Nation this morning, before reaching Washington, D.C. next week. Organizers say President Obama has proven receptive to Native issues and is their best shot for issuing a presidential apology to Native Americans for the boarding school system. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.